The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom, having got to the big issue, such as the dinosaurs dying out, I do want to get to some local news as well, particularly regarding that diesel spill.
Oh, which is weird.
Very stupid
stuff. Someone spilt diesel on a road.
But before that, allegedly. I thought we should just check in on the weekend and see how your weekend was.
How was my weekend? My weekend was pretty good, actually.
Why don't you tell us what happened?
I went to a big Pino.
Just ignore the music, mate. Just ignore it.
I went to a big Pino event down in Melbourne, which was pretty fun. So
sounds sad.
Lots of... wasn't sad.
Who'd you go with?
Lots of wine tasting.
Sorry, hang on. Who'd you go with?
I went with my ex-boyfriend, actually.
Was it hard to see him again?
No, it wasn't hard. It wasn't difficult.
It just sounds like it would have been emotional.
It's because of the music, though, isn't it?
No, the music's irrelevant.
Is it?
The music's irrelevant.
Yeah, right. Well, how
so, so you went to a wine festival and drank some wine with your ex-boyfriend? Yeah?
Yeah, we went to a wine festival and drank.
In a word, how was it?
I would say large.
That piano bit's the best.
Yeah, it's good.
How was my weekend?
Yeah, how was your weekend though, Ollie?
Yeah, really fun.
Okay.
Really fun. Me and my girlfriend and two friends went to Bendigo, actually, for a weekend trip and hung out. Just good gags. Good fun. It's really great. But anyway, good to hear about your weekend.
Yeah, no, it was good fun.
Anything else? What did you do on Sunday?
I went to my sister's birthday and then had to drive all the way back up the Hume.
Oh, God.
That's
no good, is it?
No. And how was yours?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really great. Yeah. Just a whole lot of fun. Matt, Sookie and Sarah, just great banter. Friends, hey. We have one of the mother of all get out fresh starts right now to launch today.
We have something huge.
Obviously, last year, Tom, we had a massive thing going on around this time last year, the Year of Meat Calendar.
Remember the Year of Meat Calendar? 10 sexy guys plus two of us. We're also sexy. So 12 sexy guys in a calendar sponsored by the House of Meat.
And we thought to ourselves, how can we top that? You know, can we beat that?
How can we make it bigger? How can we make it better? Well, we think that we've got a pretty good idea, a pretty good option.
It's locked in. It's in. This is legit. What you're about to hear is official. So listen up and get excited.
Last year, Tom and Ollie broke the thermostat. One calendar. 12 smoking hot local guys put it all out there for your viewing pleasure and to raise money for charity. From Jack modelling in a pool to Hayden cooling himself down on the worksite. Sexy Steve with those bolt cutters. And then Alex covering himself with just a football. Don't forget Dustin, by moonlight, standing in the water, hair ever so perfect. Tom and Ollie's 2016 Year of Meat Calendar was huge. But how do you top that? How do you take it next level? How do you involve even more people, and not just guys, but girls as well? We have the answer. Something that will change your game forever. As you shuffle, glossy, clean, black and white local faces will flash before your eyes. Introducing Tom and Ollie's Sexy Deck.
Damn, it's a sexy deck. A sexy deck.
52 playing cards. 52 local guys and girls. Beautiful black and white photos. One deck of cards. And of course, Tom and Ollie.
As the Jokers. When we take things next level, we mean next level. Move over, Year of Meat Calendar. Up your game with Tom and Ollie's Sexy Deck on Star FM.
Massive baby! Tom and Ollie's Sexy Deck has now been launched.
Very excited. One issue though, I didn't like how in that package there it said Tom and Ollie is the Jokers, and it kind of wound down like Tom and Ollie are the Jokers. It's like, well, it's not a buzzkill. It should be a good thing.
52 models from around the local area. Not just guys, gals, baby. You ask for it, you get it.
That's true, Tom. Last year, people said, why is it just guys? Why can't girls have a go? Well, that's right. We have 52 modelling spots plus two jokers up for grabs.
How do you get involved? Starfm.com.au. 1049starfm.com.au. That's where you're going to go to nominate yourself or someone you know, maybe a sexy someone.
But why not get involved straight away from
what?
The get-go? Because, Tom,
you can't do this.
I want to put out there a special offer to the first person to get involved, to put their hand up and say, you know what, I'll be a model. I'll get a photo taken of myself.
Okay.
If you do that right now on 13 12 16, if you give us a call right here, you can be the first model and I'm giving you the chance to choose whichever card you want.
Could I choose the Ace of Spades?
The Ace of Spades! The Ace of Spades!
You could. Or the Two of Clubs.
13 12 16, do you want to be the first model in for Tom and Ollie's Sexy Deck? 52 cards raising money for charity that we're being sold.
Can we clarify, Tom, by the Sexy Deck, it's all about your version of sexy.
Your version of sexy?
You haven't got to be the sexiest person in the world. You haven't got to be the fittest person in the world. Anyone can get involved. All you got to do is have a bit of fun in front of the camera.
13 12 16, we're taking the first registration now and you get to pick your card. Sexy Deck. It's just been launched. 52 cards, 52 locals.
Damn, it's a sexy deck. That's right. David Guetta is involved in some way with the music. But it's a very exciting time. It's going to take us up until around Christmas time.
It's a bigger Year of Meat calendar, Ollie, and the Year of Meat calendar sold out.
So this
can only be bigger and better.
That's huge. There's going to be obviously time to register, and then there's photo time, then there's printing time.
Starfm.com.au is where you can go to register. Start tagging your photos now. Hashtag Sexy Deck. Tag us in your photos if you think you know someone that would be good to model for the Sexy Deck.
Now, to be clear, the official way to apply is at 1049starfm.com.au. But right now we're taking calls for the very first modelling opportunities. You can snag yourself a card if you call up now because you're first in best dressed.
Now, last year we only did guys for the Year of Meat calendar, didn't we, Ollie? Mm. We only did guys and the girls were like, excusez-moi, civil play.
Yes.
They were very French. They said, I want to be involved. And it's so fitting, Ollie, that the first two people to call up are both women. We've got Shania on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Shania from Albury.
Hi.
Do you want to be one of our first models for the Sexy Deck?
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome.
Shania, congrats for calling up. Go on, Tom.
I was just going to say, you are helping out the Albury-Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre Trust Fund, which is who we're going to be giving money to.
Yes.
Shania, what about this made you go, you know what, I'll get involved in that?
I don't know. I just think it would be really good for me.
Yeah.
I just really want to help out with some things.
Awesome.
This year.
Yeah, great. Well, this is, as Tom said, there's a charity element, but it's also going to be a lot of fun personally, I think.
Yeah.
And getting behind a camera and doing some modelling is a rare sort of treat, and you can have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
So it should be really, really fun. Now, Shania, the question on everyone's lips, you get to choose your card because you're one of the first registrants. Which card would you like for the Sexy Deck?
Ace of Spades.
Spades has been taken, baby, and it is Shania from Albury. Shania, I couldn't think of a better person to be the Ace of Spades.
Good.
So well done. You've got it. Good.
Well, I also have Tisha from Wodonga on the phone. I'm hoping Tisha doesn't want the Ace of Spades. Good morning, Tisha.
It's Keitha, guys.
Oh, Keitha.
Oh,
yes.
Keitha.
Sorry,
oh,
Keitha.
God,
sorry, mate.
It's Keitha. Too late. We've already printed
it's
the cards.
All good.
Your name's going to say Tisha on the cards?
No.
Keitha. Okay. Keitha, you have a preference for a card. That's exciting.
Absolutely. The Queen of Spades would be me, I think.
The Queen of Spades. Is that because you do a lot of digging, Keitha?
She seems quite dark, and I think she's like the oldest of the pack.
Okay. So you're an older lady, and you're a bit of a mysterious, darker lady as well.
Absolutely. My children are quite horrified right at this moment.
Yes.
The car with me going, oh, my God.
No, good on you, Mum. That's great.
This is awesome. Well, Keitha, you have got yourself the Queen of Spades, my friend.
Fabulous. That is just fabulous.
Okay, well, we're going to be in touch. We're going to have to find a day to get this modelling done. We'll try and jam-pack these photo shoots because there's going to be a lot of them.
1049starfm.com.au is where you can go to register to be a part of Tom and Ollie's Sexy Deck. You can also tag your photos at Tom and Ollie at 1049starfm, hashtag Sexy Deck.
Dare I say it, tag a mate, Tom.
Oh, tag a mate,
yeah.
Tag a mate that would look sexy in a deck
of cards.
So tag
us and and Sexy Deck it, and we'll get known. That. Tom, we're planning your breakout meal. You're at the end of a 10-week transformation challenge. You've been eating so healthy for long now.
Yep.
You've forgotten what real food tastes like.
It's very true.
You've forgotten what flavour.
Been eating kale and poached chicken.
God, that's a FML, isn't it?
Mm.
FML. So I'm trying to celebrate with you. I want to help you celebrate and just get back to living a bit. I think on Friday, once we finish this life scan that's going to tell us your body mass and how your body's changed over the 10 weeks...
Mm-hmm.
That's on Thursday. On Friday, let's celebrate. So 13, 12, 16 right now, what should we add to Tom's breakout meal? What do you like to snack on? What do you like to indulge in? And let's put them all together in one great awesome meal that I think you're going to love.
Well, I'm a bit of a healthier guy, though, Ollie.
You want to get really unhealthy. You want to lash out.
Yeah, okay.
Donuts. You know, that stuff's awesome.
Sure.
Cream.
Yeah. Okay.
Jam. Well, scones.
Yeah, when have you ever seen me eat cream?
Well, I just think this is the meal to do it.
Okay, sure.
I just think this is what it's for. Sarah from Wangaratta has a great suggestion for your breakout meal on Friday. Sarah, what have you got for us?
I've just got the extreme milkshakes from Cafe Barella's, the Tell Donut and the Snickers or the Golden Gate Time.
Oh, these extreme milkshakes have been taking over like on Instagram, haven't they?
Yeah, they're everywhere and they're the perfect meal to indulge in.
Tom, how about that? Wouldn't that be good?
Milkshake. I'm not a big milkshake.
Oh, come on. Miss Naked Cakes made one for us as well.
Yeah.
And they were incredible.
They were good.
Wouldn't you love to lash out on one of those?
I don't think I could have a whole one.
I think I can help you out.
Sarah, have you ever had a whole one?
Yeah, they're great.
Really? Are they...
Yeah.
What, like, do you
just
know...
have them by themselves usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, Sarah, you finished yours?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Tom. If Sarah can do it,
well,
sure.
Sarah, if you can do it, I suppose I can give it a go to try and
finish it, I can help you out, mate.
Okay.
I can help you out.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But this is a great start. I think this milkshake's awesome. They're called like Oh My God shakes sometimes.
Yeah.
But we can build on it. We can add all week. Let's add to this meal. It's going to be really exciting. Oh, another Sarah, my girlfriend messaged saying Fagua. Want some Fagua?
What the hell is Fagua?
Fagua is a luxury.
Did you have to Google it?
I did have to Google it. Fagua is a luxury. It's like pate. It's a luxury food product made of the liver of a duck or goose that has been specially fattened.
Oh, I do.
So they
like
fatten
the
goose,
sound of that.
And the liver of the goose is full of fat.
Oh, yes, please.
Could you smash some Fagua?
I'd love some Fagua.
We'll chuck it in the milkshake.
Oh, Fagua. I'd love that.
Tom, last night I did a bit of a funny old thing. It's a thing I like to do, and I think it's great, but people often find it weird. Go on a solo movie date. Wander down to the cinema on my own.
Yeah, okay.
Love doing it.
It's sad, though.
It's not sad.
Well, I mean, how was the experience, Ollie?
Don't you pull out my gag on... It's my gag. It was very fun, thank you very much.
Okay.
Regent Cinemas, obviously, on Dean Street.
What did you see?
I saw The Girl on the Train.
Okay.
Very good movie.
Yeah.
Give you a quick summary of the plot.
No. I don't want you to say anything about this.
Why are you going to watch it? Well, okay.
No, because I'm reading the book.
Oh.
So I've already put a month of worth of effort in.
Yeah. For A Girl on the Train with Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt as the girl.
It's
as
great.
Rachel.
It's great.
As Rachel.
All I'll say. Look,
okay, I'm going to leave.
All I'll say it's great. Tom?
I want to leave.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. All I'll say
What is that face?
All I'll say is...
No. What are you going to do? Because I've been reading this book for a while.
Yeah.
I've been putting effort in every night, reading the book.
Yeah.
And I don't just want you to come in here and be like, funny radio gag for 17 past 6 in the morning. And spoil any detail of that book, okay?
Okay, I'm not going to spoil it.
Great.
No.
And Ollie.
Tom's 10-week transformation has come to an end this week. He's been eating so healthy, so we're planning a breakout meal for him on Friday, a lash-out meal, just an indulgent meal to smash out on Friday. 13, 12, 16, can you add to it? We've already got a milkshake in the list, but Sam, the semi-sparky mate, you're out and about. What should we add to Tom's meal?
Tom, 6 stack of pancakes with golden syrup and vanilla ice cream on the top.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Sam, would you smash some of that yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
6 pancakes, though.
God, Tom, how good's that?
That is a lot of pancakes, to be honest.
You can get amongst that.
Yeah, I could have a go.
I'll help you out.
Okay.
I'll help you out. 13, 12, 16. When did Airbnb get weird? Airbnb, of course, is the house sharing or house hosting app where you can book in someone's house if it's free and stay for a night or stay for a few nights. It's pretty cool. I stayed in one on the weekend in Bendigo. My host was a bit weird, though. That's why we're asking when it got weird. She essentially wanted feedback from me because she was so proud of her 5-star rating that she's had for a long time. She's like, now, any feedback you have would be great, particularly about this chair here, this chair in the bedroom.
So amazing.
I'm not sure if it works there. I'm not convinced. So see how you go. See how you and your girlfriend go with the chair here. I don't know. I'm just not sure if it works at the door there. So let me know at the end of the weekend.
It's such a weird experience. We put it out there, 13, 12, 16. When did Airbnb get weird? Early this morning, Callum gave us a call and told us the best story about when Airbnb got weird. So if you've got one, 13, 12, 16, but take a listen to Callum.
Oh, Airbnb has never been weirder. My partner and I were doing a little road trip through California a number of years ago.
Ooh,
and I don't know if you've heard, but Americans are quite weird.
Yeah,
Americans,
sure, yeah.
Are, especially like rural Americans.
But very hospitable as well, though, I've heard.
Incredibly hospitable.
But they weren't in this situation?
Well, actually, they really were for a while, and I think maybe the weirdness comes from two ends, because I was pretty weird as well. But basically, there was an older couple, and they were like, well, sure, you can come and stay with us, no problem. And we were in the Sonoma wine region. It was very beautiful. And they went out for dinner, and we had a few wines, being in a wine region.
Sure.
And when they were out, we were like, well, when they come back, why don't we welcome them to their own home as if it's our home?
That's funny.
So I just thought hey, let's show them some good old-fashioned reverse Australian hospitality.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's creepy, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, maybe in retrospect it is. At the time, I thought it was a fantastic idea when you're a couple of Pinot Noirs deep.
Yeah.
The couple's up in the driveway. I'm like, quick positions. Then we get to the door and they fumble with the key. And then I just bust the door up. And I'm like, well, hello there. You must be Callum. Well, come on in, guys. And these guys were completely miffed. Like, they've never obviously had an Airbnb host. An Airbnb guest, which had any personality whatsoever.
Oh my God.
And so we proceeded to show them around their house.
Oh, God.
They were playing along with it for a little while. And we went to bed and I thought it was fine. And then woke up in the morning to a knock on the door from the husband. Obviously, the wife was far too terrified to actually confront us.
Yeah,
and the husband said, well, sir, you got to understand that it's sometimes that you're in somebody else's house. And, well, sir, it definitely ain't your house. Here's your $80 deposit, and if you could just get on the road and rooty scooty, okay?
Did you turn around and go, excuse me, this is my house. You need to get out.
Excuse me, sir, you're in my master bedroom.
Thanks, Callum.
Not a worry, guys.
Oh, I love that story so much. Did you have a weird Airbnb experience? Was something just not quite right? 13, 12, 16. When did Airbnb get weird?
Airbnb, when did it get weird? That is the question on 13, 12, 16. I had a slightly weird experience myself, but there are lots of other good stories out there.
Oh, mate, Callum just pretended to be the Airbnb host when they got home after going out at night.
Well, hello there. You must be Callum. Well, come on in, guys.
What a strange experience, offering a stranger up your house and then to be welcome homed by them pretending to be that person. It's very strange.
It's trippy. It's very trippy. We've got Emma as well. Emma from Albury, you've had a similar weird Airbnb experience.
I have. Morning, guys. How are we?
Very good, mate. What's your strange Airbnb experience?
This happened in an apartment in Milan in Italy last year. We arrived to a sort of a long-haired, very tattooed, spiritual-looking guy who decorated the apartment in, let's just say, quite an interesting sort of a fashion, and showed us through to our room. Really nice guy. Showed us through, and it was sort of half-painted in blood-red paint up the walls, which it sort of just came to an end as if he'd run out of paint. And there were framed pictures of Dracula on the wall and, you know, lots of Hitchcock movies on the shelf and that sort of thing.
Okay, wow.
Anyway, really lovely guy, David, and we got chatting to him over a couple of wines and it became apparent that he was quite a spiritual guy, really interested in history. And we we started talking about ancient history and particularly the Egyptians and the pyramids and how amazing, what an amazing feat of engineering that was. And I said, yeah, I'd love to go and visit the pyramids. Anyway, we went out for dinner and woke up in the morning. He wasn't there. We thought, oh, you know, fair enough. He's probably gone to work or something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the day we were checking out that we got a message from him saying he's flown to Cairo and could we leave his keys under the mat when we left?
Wow. He wasn't all talk, was he?
No, at least he followed through.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Tom, you're wrapping up a 10-week transformation this week.
Listen to my muscles.
Oh, groaning. You've been talking about it for quite a while, so I'm glad it's over. But you've been doing a great job. You've been eating healthy.
Yeah.
You normally, you know, you like to eat whatever you want, I guess, and you've been quite stringent with eating chicken and...
No breads.
No, you've had no bread.
I haven't had any bread. It was like poached chicken and kale.
No beer.
I'll open a couple.
But you're at the end now, so you've done a great job, and we're going to get a life scan today at the X-ray group.
It's going to show us our full results. We've had a 10-week break between the first life scan and this one. We're going to see exactly if my arms are now equal, because, yes, my left arm had less fat on it than my right. We don't know why.
And if you drop some of that 24% body fat as well.
Exactly.
That's the main thing,
I mean, just on this as well, Ollie, I know that we want to go 13, 12, 16. What do you want to add to my breakout meal? But the life scan, what if the results
you've gotten worse?
Aren't that good?
Well, it's quite possible, mate.
Oh, God.
Will you be upset?
Incredibly. Like, I could be...
Take a day off tomorrow.
Yeah. That could be...
Wow. It could hit you hard.
Imagine.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. Look, we'll see. Let's not speculate. But right now, it is all about this breakout meal. On Friday, I want you to lash out. I want to indulge.
Yeah, cool. I'm happy to do this.
I mean, you've earned it.
Yeah. Little treat. You have to treat yourself sometimes, don't you?
Now, yesterday, Sam the semi-sparky said a 6-stack of pancakes with maple syrup and ice cream.
Yeah.
That's in the meal. Okay. That's in there.
Okay.
We also had a great suggestion, which was the milkshakes at Barella Cafe. Cafe Barella's. So that's in there as well.
I just don't know if I can finish all this food though, Ollie.
Mate, I think you'll be fine. And if you need some help, I'm happy to help you out. Look, I will help you out, okay? Mark the Coral Courier, can you add to Tom's breakout meal?
I most certainly can. What you've got to do, Tom, take yourself down to South Aubrey Takeaway.
South Aubrey Takeaway, yeah.
And get yourself the best potato cakes on the border.
Oh, happy to.
Potato cakes.
Love a potato cake.
Doesn't mind a bit of starch.
Oh.
And they're made out of fresh potatoes too, so.
Oh, my God.
How many would you eat in a sitting, Mark?
Oh, I can eat about 12.
Okay, Tom, so 12 potato cakes.
Let me guess, you're going to wash that down with a Kiowa Valley
iced coffee?
Help out.
Kiowa iced coffee, yep.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Courier lifestyle, isn't it?
That's it.
That's it, Mark.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's good. South Aubrey Takeaway, Tom. Let's add 12 hot cakes.
No. 12 potato cakes.
Yeah, what's Mark said.
Oh, yeah. I just don't think I can eat all this
food. If Mark eats 12 on the reg, you're going to eat 12 in your breakout meal.
But I won't be able to finish it.
Mate, don't worry. I'll help you out. I will help you out, my friend. If you are struggling, I will be by your side to tap right in and help you out.
It sounds like you're more keen than I am.
Tom, yesterday I got a YouTube suggested video given to me.
Oh, yeah.
Which often are, you know, comedy sets from, you know, different comedians because I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a Stephen Colbert or John Oliver video.
Or like Biggest Fails Compilation 2017.
Yeah, don't mind a fail video. But this one was an iPhone 7 test video, right?
Yeah, so sure, okay.
It was a video...
Was it like a drop test or something?
Well, look, what the video was is I'll play the start of it because the guy sums up what he's doing very quickly at the start, and I just was baffled by just the entire concept of these things people do to iPhones. Have a listen.
What's happening, guys? TechRex here. So I got the iPhone 7 right here, and I want to show you some things. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be trapping this iPhone 7 in rubber.
What? Trapping it in rubber, Tom.
Trapping it in rubber?
So what this dude, what TechRex had... was basically a jug full of purple liquid rubber, like silicon.
Okay.
Like a liquid putty.
Ollie, I understand the tests that YouTubers do when they maybe submerge the iPhone 7 in water, for instance.
Well, because they claim to be waterproof.
Yeah, or maybe you drop it from a height.
But who are these people? I just who are going, I'm going to test my iPhone 7 here with a random liquid. So it was like a silicon liquid. What he did was he unboxed it, as they say in the Apple world.
He did an unboxing as well. Cool.
But he's like, I'm going to leave all the accessories right where they are here in the box. I'm going to pour the silicon in, taking the iPhone out, pour the silicon in under where the iPhone would be. All right. Get it nice and full. And then I'm going to put
it in the box.
In the box. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to put the iPhone back on where it was sitting in the box, squish it right down. I don't want to have any gaps in there. Squish it right down. Pour some more of the silicon right over it. Actually, listen to this bit. This is how much he gets into, how much he enjoys doing what he's doing with the silicon.
This, at the moment, looks amazing. It looks very gooey, very delicious looking. What? And as it drips, just like that, guys. Just like that.
Oh, my God.
It's like a fetish.
That is a fetish
for him. It's a fetish for him.
Oh, my God.
I've seen videos of people who put weird stuff in shoes.
But you know, the great thing about this is actually quite a very informative video, Ollie. If you work at a silicon factory and you drop your phone into the silicon.
Totally.
After embarking on a 10-week challenge, body transformation.
Body transitioning.
With World Gym at 8:30 this morning on this very show, live, we're going to find out the results of my life scan from the X-ray group down at the gardens in Albury.
Oh, it's exciting, Tom. It's exciting. We met with Ty. Ty does the DEXA scan, the DEXA life scan, which is a full body composition
X-ray.
X-ray, which details your percentage of fat and your bone density and all that. But really what we're looking at is the fat and muscle percentages, because that's what you're hoping to have changed.
Exactly right. We did one 10 weeks ago, and all these results are going to be here this morning. I'm putting it out there right now that this is just do or die for me, Ollie. Because
you'll die if you don't.
Well, no, the transformation will die. Right. The sport will die. Everything like that will die. The food. I've been eating nothing but poached chicken and kale.
Yeah.
So for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And foregoing the pleasures of life, like cheese.
You always mention cheese. Oh, it's just your go-to. You just love cheese.
And so if these results...
So the transformation, like, are you doing any gym work or food-focused work, it will die.
It's freaking out of here, man.
It's gone.
Because if at 8:30, I have not seen results, it's out. It's just, I'm done.
Well, the best part is, Tom, I've heard the results. I know the results.
I know, and that's what makes
I've
me
heard
so
them.
Annoyed.
Ty told me the results. I've recorded his results for you. He's going to deliver them to you at 8:30.
Also, this evening, we're going to put up my before and after photo.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to give you those photos. You can do with them what you will.
Great.
I won't have seen them. They'll be just sent to you.
Who has them?
Alex, my housemate.
Oh,
so he's just going to send them to you. I haven't seen the before and afters yet.
You haven't compared?
No.
You haven't dared to compare?
No.
No, fair enough.
But do or die at 8:30 this morning. Make sure you're listening. 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning, which means it's time for the search for the greatest segment of all time.
Let me hear you say that I is Bonanza. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A. Is Bonanza. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
Don't you just love ideas bonanza time, Ollie?
Oh, yeah. It's not bad. I can sit back at least.
It's a search for the greatest segment of all time, and right now is no different. Ollie, when you walk up to someone in the street and you see them and you haven't seen them for a while and maybe they're not the best of friends, what would you do? You would start something called small talk, which is why today I've got a segment called small talk with a considerably horrible opener.
Small talk. Oh, God. Wow.
There wasn't as many songs with small in them as there was talk. That's why I repeated some of those smalls, just so you know.
Well, that was long enough. Any longer would have been really annoying.
Probably could have made it double the length.
Yeah, actually, you reckon?
Right now, 13, 12, 16, take part in small talk. Ollie, I would like to do an experiment with you. Let's say that we've walked up to each other in the street right now.
Yeah.
And we've just said hello. What would you talk about, mate?
I'd say, Tom, go away. I've seen you all day today. I don't see you anymore.
No, but then let's just say, like, you didn't see me all day and we were, like, maybe acquaintances.
That's a difference, isn't it? Yeah. Because if we're good friends, I'd talk to you openly. But if it's an acquaintance, I'd be like, oh, hey, how's work going usually?
Work chat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, work chat. It is work chat.
It's work chat.
So play it again, please.
Cuts off the tea. Work chat.
Chat. Hack segment alert.
Well, work chat would be one way to go about it, Ollie, but what else would you
Well, obviously, the classic one. I don't use it much, but the classic one is the weather. Like, oh, you know, how good's the sun? Nice day today.
Weather chat. Weather chat.
You got one for that too, do you?
Is what you've got. So 13, 12, 16, what I want you to do now is just call up and talk about whatever you would like. Let's just have a bit of small talk for our morning.
Okay.
You may even get a general banter. That would be fun.
Start with them.
13, 12, 16. Oh, yeah, I read this pretty cool article this morning.
Oh, yeah?
About...
Sorry, we're doing Ideas Bonanza, Tom.
What do you mean we're doing Ideas Bonanza?
You can't run from your failures, mate. You can't run from your mistakes. Now, you sit there and you restart Ideas Bonanza
okay. And
make up for the mess of before.
It's called small talk.
Small talk. Ouch. That hurt my ears.
Small talk on 13, 12, 16. Give us a call.
Now, let's make no mistake before, Tom.
Get involved in small talk.
What you presented before, the segment that you presented just before that song, was one of the worst pieces of radio I've ever been involved with. But I'm going to claim that I wasn't involved because it was entirely your segment. So one of the worst pieces of radio I've ever seen play out. Can we fix it or do we just move on?
I think we can't fix it because it's already been done.
Yeah, I think it's done. Look, 13, 12, 16, just to make up from the horridness that we just heard.
Okay.
If you were disappointed with what you heard before, I mean, Tom, you talk up Ideas Bonanza as a segment, a premier segment, a segment that brings great ideas. Mm. If you were disappointed, you know, listening in your car, I feel for you. And I want to offer you something to make up for the abysmal radio you just heard. 13, 12, 16, if you can vouch for everyone listening and say that, yes, you were disappointed, that segment was no good, and tell Tom how you felt, I have got a prize here.
So call up now, because we want to hear from you in this. We're not going to go away and then come back.
No,
and hear from
you. We can't draw it out. Because
13, 12, 16, now.
You admit it was... You admit it was really bad.
Well, I thought that when somebody called up and went, oh, how good's the weather? Weather chat! Could be fun to play.
Who's going to do that? Who do you expect to pull over in their car to stop to talk to you about the weather? 13, 12, 16, I've got a prize here, so do jump on board if you're happy to be honest about the segment. Tell Tom it sucked.
Because I just thought that... I didn't know what I was thinking, actually.
Mm.
I didn't know what I was thinking. I was just thinking that small talk is a great name for a segment.
Yeah, so you went for the idea, the name first, and then the idea second?
Well, usually that's what Ideas Bonanza is.
Never a good model, Tom.
Strings from.
Look, there's probably no one listening. You've probably lost all listeners, so there's no one even to call up now.
13, 12, 16. Right. Good morning. Who's this?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. I'm sorry.
Hi.
I'm really sorry, Nikki.
But you should be. Come on now.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I'm sorry. I don't want to be mean, but yeah, I'm going to have to agree. Yeah,
look, Nikki, you're telling the truth, and that's probably the best antidote when you're in this much strife.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge fan of you guys. I listen every morning, and I was just like, little bit, you know.
Did you consider consider changing stations at all?
I was just kind of like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I love you guys, and I always have you on, and I put you on at work with the kids in the morning. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Well, look, Nikki, you're right.
Nikki, because you've been such a good sport, you've won yourself some Milkman beard oil. So that's a... Maybe not for you, but you sound excited. You can always re-gift it, of course.
Oh, Christmas is coming around.
Exactly right. Milkman beard oil. It's keeping it fresh between the ears.
Oh.
Milkman available at the shaver shop.
You never do those lines, Ollie.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Commodore.
No worries, Nikki. And thank you so much for the direct feedback. It really does help.
No worries. Bye.
Thanks, mate.
I found a new co-host, I think. Nikki. Tom, you're pretty nervous right now, I'm guessing, because you have put in a whole lot of effort over the last 10 weeks. You've overhauled your diet. You've taken out the crap, the bad food. You cut out Maccas you were having every second day. You've started to work out. That's not true. That's harsh. You've started to work out quite an intense regime with Jake at World Gym. He's been good to you, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He's been a lovely man.
So things are pretty tense now for you. This is the moment where you go, was all this worth it? We had a life scan yesterday, which is a full body DEXA scan, it's called, with Ty from the X-ray group. I sat down with Ty and I got the results actually for both of us because we both, I guess, wanted to find out how our bodies had changed over 10 weeks. Of course, your results are the main focus, but we can have a listen to mine as well. Do you want to hear my results, Tom?
Well, Ollie, the audio that you've given me here from yesterday at LifeScan, you've recorded the audio. It's exactly the same audio that you've given me here. So I don't know which results you
Ooh,
have given me.
This is a lucky dip then. This is a lucky dip.
Okay. So
if it's your results, we go straight to your results.
Okay.
And who cares about mine? Because mine are like whatever. But if it's my results, we hear mine. The suspense really builds and we get to yours.
All right.
It's your results, Tom.
This is what we've all come here for, really.
Yeah.
As we flip over to the comparison.
I don't want to pass too much comment because Tom is waiting with bated breath, so I'll just let you deliver the results as you see fit.
All righty. So if we go in order, we have seen that since the last scan, Tom has lost 2.5 kilos. 1.6 of those kilos, unfortunately, has been lean tissue. And around 900 grams has been fat mass. But that has contributed to a 0.3% drop in body fat.
So 0.3%.
Yeah,
not much.
Not much.
Oh, God. Tom, what do you think about that? 900 grams of fat, 1.6 kilos of muscle.
Oh, my God.
You lost more muscle than fat, and as a total percentage change...
Did you just
change,
say I lost more muscle than fat?
Yeah.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
No, it's not. It's not. Now...
Oh, my God.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
There is a part two to this, and that is that Ty had some great answers about what you should be doing to change your diet. But essentially, if you wanted to put it into a word,
oh my God.
You could say underwhelming, couldn't you? I mean, that's probably your words, even though I said them. Tommy's gut punched.
This is insane.
You lost two and a bit kilos.
Who cares?
What did you want to do? Get gridiron, get bulky, get muscle?
Lose percentage of fat. I had like 24% body fat. There is no way I'm doing this breakout meal tomorrow. I can't do it.
Oh, you can't do it? Why not?
I lost 0.3% body fat.
We're about to do 13, 12, 16. Can we add to Tom's breakout meal to celebrate?
That
was going to be a celebration meal.
You're going to have to eat it. You're going to have to eat it.
If you can't stomach it.
I can't do this. I have to continue. I have to get going. Look, I know it's do or die, but I can't do it, Ollie.
Look, in that case, I'm happy to help out. We'll still get the potato cakes. We'll get the pancakes. We'll get the shake from Cafe Barella's. And I'll eat it.
I'm seriously gobsmacked.
Look, let's go to a break because I think you need to recover from those results.
Oh, my God.
And we can have a more in-depth look at the results. We've got a paper format.
How did I go with my left arm and right arm?
I haven't seen those results yet.
R&B Fridays on your radio after 8 o'clock tomorrow. Well, welcome into the weekend. And I'll definitely need a weekend after hearing my results.
Tom's not in a happy place right now. He's just discovered that you've essentially, over 10 weeks of working out hard and eating better, you've lost 0.3% body fat. Now,
And what's the margin of error on that, Ollie?
Oh, this is 1 or 2%.
Should we go to the phones now? Someone's just called
up. Yeah, people are calling up.
13, 12, 16, good morning. Who's this?
Oh, hi. Look, my name's Nicole. How are you?
Yeah, good, Nicole. What you calling up about?
Look, I am actually a personal trainer at Fernwood Women's Gym in Albury.
Yeah, sweet.
And I have been listening to you guys for the last, 10 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And laughing along with you.
Yeah.
Now, we have a bit of a proposal for you guys.
Okay.
We were wondering if you guys would like to come in on a weekday morning and join in with the ladies doing a pump class or things like that. You can dress up as women if you want, if that's something that you're into. Like, you know, there's a bit of a misconception with what goes on in our gym, so...
Yeah, Nicole, this would be like entering into a secret society. Men really have never been allowed in Fernwood. Nicole... I would love to take you up on that offer. What we're going to do, we'll grab your details. If you just stay on the phone, we would love to explore this opportunity. And thank you so much for offering it.
Do you get results? Do you get results?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then maybe we want to go with these guys then.
No, but World Gym hasn't been horrible though, Ollie. I just want to say that.
I have good news for you, Tom. I wanted to bring you some good news because you're upset. I have results of my own that Ty delivered to me yesterday, and I think you might get a bit of a chuckle. Have a listen to what Ty said to me.
All right, Ty, thanks for joining us here, mate.
No worries.
Now, Tom's results are the main event here, so let's just breathe through mine and see how I went over this period.
No worries.
I started pretty lean, didn't I?
You did start very lean. You started in the top 2% for your age group. And although you've sworn to me you've done nothing different over the last 10 to 12 weeks, you've actually you've put on 2.3 kilos of fat.
Wow. 2.3 kilos.
There. But you've also put on about 800 grams of lean tissue as well.
Okay.
Which is good, good news. But that has equated in a 2.6% increase in body fat, so...
I'm getting fat.
Yeah. Slowly.
Yeah, okay.
But it's happening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go. We're both getting a bit fat. No, you're not getting fat. You're losing fat, just not a whole lot. So that's the good news, Tom. Why are you walking away?
Because it's just like, who cares if you put on 2 kilos? You're the perfect body. You're the perfect man.
I'm gutted. I am gutted at the result that I've put on 2 kilos. So what I'm thinking is this breakout meal, which you and...
Just can it all together. Well, neither of us need it.
It was going to be a celebration, but no, I think that it'd be a real waste to not eat it. So,
look, to be honest, I'm not worried if none of this goes through. If you can't get the food...
I understand if you don't want to have the Cafe Barilla's Oh My God shake. You don't want to have the 6-stack of pancakes with ice cream. You don't want to have the potato cakes. I understand that. Be a waste to not eat them. So tomorrow, I pledge right now that I will eat all that food live on Facebook. And anything else that you can add, if you want to add something right now, do we have time, Tom, to add to the meal?
Not really. Oh, okay, 13, 12, 16.
It'd be great to add one more item. What's one more indulgent item we can add on 13, 12, 16? As I said, we've already got those potato cakes, pancakes, etc.
Oh, my God.
Can we add one more thing to this meal to make it a bit fuller? I need a bit more food, you know?
Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. What do you want to add to Ollie's get fat meal?
Meant to be your meal.
Ollie's get fat meal.
I would like to add a Wendy's hot dog.
Okay, love one.
Thanks, Riley, for chiming in there. A 10-week transformation. Knocked down to one single number. A loss of 0.3% body fat.
Now, I had planned on doing a celebration meal with you, Tom, a breakout meal where we could go, you know, you've done so well, let's pig out.
It's so debilitating.
Look, it's not great. And I can admit that. And I can see you're upset.
We're going to take after photos today.
We can cancel that if you want.
No, I'll take the after photos, send them to you, and you can decide.
I reckon they'll actually be quite good, honestly. Everyone says you look thinner.
God.
Anyway, Ty, the X-ray guy, he's got some news for you. He's got some good results. He wants to give you some help with your meal plan.
Yeah.
There's some benefits there. But the breakout meal is a bit off track now, because you've got nothing to celebrate. So
basically, we're just trying to fatten you up. To make me feel better.
I'm going
to
eat the meal. I'll be the bigger man and eat the meal, okay? Can we add one more dish? We've already got pancakes, hot cakes, or potato cakes, and a thick shake from Cafe Barella's.
Carly from Albury, what should we add to Ollie's breakout meal to try and get him to vomit?
Hey, guys, I reckon you should totally get some South Albury battered salves. And five, but you have to get them from South Albury because they're the best on the border.
Battered salves.
You say five of them?
Yep, five.
So these are like Savoy's, like the mini hot dogs?
Yeah, and they're delicious though, from South Albury.
Okay.
And that's where you're getting the potato cakes from, aren't you?
Yeah, South Albury Takeaway is getting a good rap here.
So it is. Albury Takeaway are the best.
Okay.
Sweet
well,
ass.
Then, they are open pretty early as well, so we'll try and get them delivered.
Thanks, Carly. Mark the Cora Courier, good morning.
How are we going?
Not good. Not good, to be honest.
Now, Tom,
yeah.
If I was you,
yeah.
I'd still eat it.
Why, Mark? I mean,
you gotta drain your sorrows. Drain your sorrows in that milkshake, in there.
Well, to be honest, I've got a Bucks weekend this weekend, so I think I'll probably doing more of the drowning of the sorrows at the Bucks weekend than.
Oh, then you better eat all this food so you got something in your stomach to soak up all the.
Oh yeah, that makes sense, Mark. Eat something at 8 a.m. on Friday morning so that I got something in my stomach for Saturday midday.
Yeah. Why not?
Do it, Tom.
No,
shut up, Mark. I'm not doing it. You've had some good ideas in the past, and that was the worst.
Tom, I'm happy to help you out. I'm happy to help you out here.
Yeah, good.
And I'm going to eat the meal for you.
Yeah, thank you,
like a good friend.
I would like to share some of the pancakes.
Oh, would you, Riley?
Wouldn't mind.
And
I
some battered
pancakes.
Salves as well.
I would eat a battered salve in the morning.
Riley Rose Harper will be joining us tomorrow from 6 a.m. for Riley Rose Fridays. And then she'll be ducking out at 8 o'clock for a very special random act of kindness.
Yeah, very excited for it.
Thanks to KDEC, Albury Wodonga's leading solar experts. KDEC.com to you. I'm going to go cry over in the corner. We'll catch you tomorrow morning from 6 for R&B Fridays.
All right, no worries. Everyone have a good day.
Riley Rose Harper is visiting us. Riley, look, we're just going to give DJ Rave a little bit of time to finalise his mix.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
The mix is called 500 Miles Closer to a Sandstorm. I would bust a move. It's only minutes away from being broadcast live on Star FM and across the world on Facebook.
Across the world. In the meantime, Tom, I wanted to tell you I was coming home from the gym last night and I was just...
Ooh, fit girl.
Whatever. It's not a big deal. Yeah, I went to a spin class. Pretty fit. I was sitting at the lights just before the Barella Road overpass to get back to Wodonga.
Okay.
And I was at a red light. I was sort of gazing off into space, you know, as you do, thinking about things.
Yeah, sure.
When I started looking in the direction of the petrol station, which is opposite the red light I was at.
Yep.
There was a guy there.
Yep.
There was a guy there. And okay. I was like, that looks like my ex-boyfriend. And this happens a lot, you know, when you see people and you think they are someone and you're like, that's not them. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Is that your story?
Is that it?
Then.
Tom, wait. Sorry, this story is so good. I've just stopped DJing to tune into this because this is incredible.
This is the slowest story ever. And then what happened? Can I just summarize what you've got up to so far? You're at a red light and you think you saw your boyfriend. Then?
My ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then. It actually was him.
Bravo.
Like, you know when your brain is like, it's not him, don't worry about it.
That is so bad.
And then so bad. It actually was him. And I was like, why? Of all the places I could look right now, did I have to look at him?
DJ Rave.
Happy days here in the studio, Tom, with a whole lot of food arriving at the studio for a bit of a breakout meal for you. Well, that was the plan. You're now saying that you haven't earned it, and I hear what you're saying. You got your results back and you weren't chuffed. But I think you'll agree, Tom, there's quite a spread here.
Okay, yeah. So for my breakout meal, you've got like 12 potato cakes and 6 battered salves from South Albury Takeaway.
Well, that was Mark's suggestion.
We've got some cakes, some cupcakes. We've got some pancakes that were suggested by Sam the Semi Sparky. And now I'm supposed to be eating all this food. And now, to be honest, Ollie, after receiving my results from the Life Scan, 0.3% of body fat lost over 10 weeks by starving myself with chicken and kale. Not a good result, so I don't think I can do this, Ollie.
You don't want to lash out? What can you handle from this? If you have a little bit, I'll go the rest.
To be honest...
I've got 12 hotcakes here.
To be honest, you know what I could do?
What?
I could do half a potato cake.
Half?
Yeah, half potato cake would be good.
If I break off half for you, because I'm a good friend, I'm going to support you in your decision to keep working out and to keep being fit.
Well, this is what I want to do. I want to start the meal plan again. I want to try a different meal plan.
And I'll have the rest.
All right, Ollie. Get eating, my friend.
Oh,
you can
God.
See this meal happening on Facebook Live.
Pancakes on the way, are they?
Pancakes are here now.
Can you
chuck
the ice cream and the berries on top as well, please?
Just search Tom and Ollie on Facebook.
This music is great.
Thank you. So Ollie is now currently eating a potato cake.
Well, Ollie, what do you want? Do you want a battered salve or do you want a cupcake from Miss Mega Cakes?
All right.
Tom, eat yours. It's all about you, mate.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a bite. Thank you.
You're going to muck in half.
Oh, my God. Look at the pancakes, guys. Make sure you're checking this out on Facebook Live. Just going to eat my half a potato cake. All right. All right.
They are great cakes.
This is great. What we're going to do...
South Aubrey takeaway. You guys know what you're doing.
It smells really good, too.
It smells awesome, doesn't it?
Come on, Riley. Come here. Have a little boy.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.